Have you ever wondered why the same painful patterns keep recurring in your life despite your best efforts to change them? What if a part of you secretly enjoys those struggles? This provocative idea forms the foundation of existential kink, a radical approach to personal transformation. Unlike traditional self-help methods that focus on positive thinking or willpower, this method invites us to dance with our darkness and discover unexpected liberation in the process. The approach draws from Jung's observation that until you make the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life and you will call it fate. Our hidden desires get fulfilled in ways we don't recognize, instead experiencing them as calamities. Most of us carry a shameful feeling of being not okay that we try to hide through accomplishments, approval seeking, or addictions. Even highly functional adults find dark patterns repeating in their lives despite their best efforts. The fundamental insight emerged from questioning whether we unconsciously enjoy our own suffering. Consider your most persistent problems: relationship difficulties, financial struggles, health issues. What if these aren't just happening to you, but are unconsciously created by you because some part of you derives pleasure from them? This isn't about blame, but liberation. When we recognize our existential kink, our unconscious pleasure in pain and limitation, we open space for transformation. Having is evidence of wanting. Whatever persists in your life, even hardships, reflects unconscious desires, not your conscious self wanting difficulties, but your unconscious, demonic part. This recognition empowers you to see your role in creating your reality, giving you the ability to consciously choose something different. The core practice involves creating a container, a private space and time where you can safely explore your relationship with unwanted situations. Begin by relaxing through breathing or bathing. Set a timer, light a candle, or burn incense to signal to your unconscious that you're doing important transformational work. Focus on recurring situations your conscious mind dislikes, boring, limiting, or embarrassing experiences. Choose patterns you've already processed, not fresh wounds. Connect with the part of you that unconsciously enjoys your don't like situation, recognizing that fear and desire coexist. The crucial step involves letting your unconscious fully receive and enjoy the situation it's created. Without conscious permission for this shameless delight, unwanted patterns persist because your unconscious continues enjoying them secretly. Through gratitude and fully enjoying what you've unconsciously created, your conscious and unconscious minds merge, birthing new positive synchronicity. This method rests on 7 philosophical principles. Having is evidence of wanting. Your life reflects unconscious desires. We choose whether we experience sensation as pleasure or pain. Sensation is neutral. Interpretation determines experience. It's possible to get off on every stroke. Everything can be enjoyed. Our degree of being turned on depends on how much we approve in our life. Desire evolves through fulfillment, not denial. Shame is the magic killer. Finally, the truth is sensational. Profound truths create physical sensations. Angela transformed her relationship with her abusive family by exploring feelings of disrespect and powerlessness. After acknowledging her hidden enjoyment of these dynamics, her grandfather unexpectedly apologized. By embracing her codependency rather than fighting it, she experienced deep healing and improved finances. Dahlia overcame work frustrations by confronting feelings of incompetence from a previous job. Through meditation, she recognized her pattern of avoiding responsibility to prevent failure. After embracing rather than shaming her timidity, she received a dream job offer, a fitting metaphor for her transformation. Louisa drove a decrepit car despite her high-paying job, feeling shame when parking among luxury vehicles. After exploring her unconscious creation of this situation and fully experiencing her shame without resistance, she felt lighter. She soon purchased the perfect black BMW she had visualized, naming it Black Magic Woman to embody her desired qualities. The mind functions like a holographic projector. Consciousness is the light, while our conditioning forms the film. These shadows on the film aren't flaws, but necessary elements that give form to the light. When we fail to recognize our projections, we perceive problems as external and feel powerless. Existential kink involves healing the unconscious, lack-obsessed parts of ourselves with deep erotic love, beyond mere acceptance. When our psyche fills with eros, negative projections dissolve, generating positive synchronicities in our lives. This insight transforms spiritual illumination into practical magic. We're not passive observers, but active creators of reality. By consciously engaging with our projections, especially painful ones, we reclaim our power to shape experience. What might change if you recognized that your perceived world reflects your consciousness, including both its light and shadow? The method offers powerful applications for common struggles like financial difficulties. Many unconsciously enjoy financial struggle because it validates their worldview or provides identity. After realizing her arousal at statements like, "I love being rejected," and "I need clients to never pay me," one practitioner recognized her unconscious enjoyment of devaluation. By consenting to feel the kinky joy in financial anxiety while practicing feeling valued, her desire for poverty dissolved. She began seeing previously invisible business opportunities, increasing her monthly income from $2,000 to $10,000. The method also addresses how we unconsciously avoid feeling good through worry, doubt, and criticism. We each have a havingness level, how much pleasure we allow before sabotaging ourselves with negativity. By recognizing these self-sabotage patterns, we can develop a lightness that allows us to receive more abundantly and act decisively. For those struggling with self-criticism, the practice invites making your cruel operating instructions explicit. By uncovering and embracing your actual values, those governing your actions and emotions, you can celebrate rather than shame your villainous, sadistic aggression. This transforms self-punishment into self-awareness and ultimately self-compassion. Existential kink offers a radical proposition. Our suffering persists because parts of us secretly enjoy the drama. We unconsciously derive satisfaction from our struggles through attention, familiar pain, or worldview validation. This approach challenges conventional spiritual wisdom focused exclusively on positivity. While many traditions advocate rising above darker aspects, existential kink suggests true liberation comes from descending into our shadow and discovering hidden treasures there. As Jung observed, enlightenment comes not from imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. The practice invites us to become artists of our lives rather than judges, appreciating the aesthetic qualities of all experiences, even painful ones. When we view life as art rather than a moral battleground, we can recognize beauty in conflict, poetry in pain, and creative potential in chaos. What would your life become if you stopped fighting your shadow and instead embraced it with curiosity, compassion, and even pleasure? The shadow, once integrated, becomes our greatest ally toward wholeness, offering wisdom, creativity, and authentic power. In this embrace lies not just personal healing, but the magic of conscious creation, the ability to shape reality from wholeness rather than fragmentation.